My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to begin with this story about a young priest who accepted an invitation to preach in a nearby state prison. 4 weeks in advance, he tried to come up with a story or an idea that would not only grab and hold the attention of the prisoners, but also give them a message that would be genuinely helpful to them. As the date drew near, he still didn't have a story or an idea that he felt could accomplish this. Desperately, he prayed to the Holy Spirit for help, but no story or idea came. Finally, the day for his talk arrived. When he entered the auditorium and saw the huge crowd of prisoners, panic began to set in. As he started up the steps to the stage, his legs began to tremble. When he reached the top step, he tripped, fell, and skidded all the way down to the floor again. The prisoners rolled with laughter. As he lay on the floor momentarily, all he could feel was shame. And all he could think was, why did the Spirit let this happen to him? Then, to his own surprise and the surprise of the prisoners, he leaped to his feet and ran up the steps, laughing and pumping his fist in the air. But by the time he got to the podium, the prisoners had all quieted down, wondering why he was up to. The ridiculous fall, he said, you just saw, explains better than any words could do the reason for my being here today. He continues, that fall dramatizes something we humans must never, never forget. At some time in our lives, we all fall flat on our face. He says, I don't care if you are a prisoner. I don't care if you are a priest. I don't care if you are a prime minister of Canada. I don't care if you are even the Pope in Rome. My dear brothers and sisters, in some times in our lives, we all fall flat on our face. But that's not important. What is important is what happens after we fall. We may feel terrible shame. We may feel the world just came to an end. People may reject us and scorn us. They may ridicule us. But one thing is for sure, there is no person on earth who can keep us from getting up and starting over again. The only person who can do that is us. When Jesus, the Son of God, was arrested, put in prison, and unjustly sentenced to death, it was tragic. But then he was even further humiliated by falling on his face while carrying his cross to the place of execution. No doubt the soldiers escorting him yelled at him and beat him. No doubt many people watching from roadside jeered him. No doubt he himself felt like dying at that moment. But he got up from his fall, kept going, and completed the work his Father had given him to do, the work of saving you and me. To make a long story short, the prisoners gave the young priest a long standing ovation after he finished. Later, as he reflected on what happened, the young priest realized, as never before, the full impact of Jesus' promise in today's gospel. Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, the Holy Spirit." My dear brothers and sisters, every human being in the world, each of us in the church today, has fallen on our face at some time in our life. Maybe it was our fault. Maybe not. But that's not important. The only thing that matters is how we react to the fall or the an embarrassing failure. Almost all of us probably heard Manny Pacquiao, the only boxer in boxing history to become the boxing champion in 8 divisions. But few of us have never heard what he went through to achieve what he did. He was born in a shack in southern Philippines, the third child of the penniless family. His father abandoned the family, and his mother took care of them, the children. He was bullied at his young age that prompted him to box. And at the age of 16, he signed up for an amateur boxing tournament. He really didn't expect to win anything, but he didn't expect to be humiliated by getting knocked out, never to rise again in 2 rounds. No one who saw him that night dreamed what would happen to him several years later. He became the 8-time boxing champion in 8 divisions, knocking out even bigger guys. Now, he is the boxing idol of every Filipino, who voted him as a Philippine senator in the year 2010. This brings us back to Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit. The promise doesn't guarantee what we will end up like Manny Pacquiao. But it does guarantee something more important. It guarantees that no fall or failure can come our way that we and the Holy Spirit cannot handle together. Or to put it in another way, it guarantees that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome any hurdle ahead of us. This is the good news of today's gospel. This is the good news we celebrate in this liturgy. This is the good news Jesus wants us to take forth from this church and share with all in our brothers and sisters this week. Let me conclude with this poem from an unknown author. I quote, "For every pain we must bear, for every burden, every care, there's a reason. For every grief that bows the head, for every teardrop that is shed, there's a reason. For every hurt, for every plight, for every lonely, pain-wracked night, there is a reason. But if we trust God as we should, it will work out for our good. He knows the reason." As a note to finish my homily, tomorrow is a Mother's Day. On this day, let us reach out and touch all our mothers, mothers in their own unique way. And as we celebrate Mother's Day, let us take the opportunity to say thank you, Mother, for not just taking care of us, but for letting go of us. Tomorrow is her day. Let us make it a loving day, a day to say thank you, Mom. God bless you and offer you a share in the motherhood of God. For God is love, and the love is the essence of motherhood. Amen.